بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد Continuing with the discussion on istiqamat. As I mentioned yesterday, these terminology, they cannot just be literally translated, but we find that they have a very comprehensive meaning. For example, if you look at this term istiqamat in the verses of the Quran which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, we can gauge the importance of something by the recompense and the return, the jaza, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in exchange for it. Two verses of the Quran he mentions, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who will bring this quality of istiqamat, just to reiterate by way of reminder, ulama explain istiqamat, what is meant, that al-istiqamatu ala tawheed al-kamil wa ittiba' al-kitab wa sunnah, that is to bring complete steadfastness, perseverance upon complete tawheed, and to bring such a tawheed, such an iman which translates itself into amal, that is to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, in all circumstances, in all conditions. Then what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us? Allah ta'ala says, two verses of the Quran begin with the same expression, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Before we explain what the translation of that, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give those who bring this quality in their lives? In one verse Allah says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That there will be no fear upon them. In this world they will have nothing to fear. In akhirat they will have nothing to fear. In the qabr, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations of the grave will be uplifted. The trials and tribulations of the day of Hashar, the day when the deeds will be weighed, when we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. No fear whatsoever. Don't have to worry about anything. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not have to grieve over whatever they leave behind in this world. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, these are the people of Jannah. Who are the people of Jannah? The people of istiqamat. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain therein forever. This is a return for the deeds which they used to do. The other verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who will bring this quality of istiqamat, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels of Allah will descend upon them at the time of their mort, at the time of their death. And what will the angels say to them? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. They do not fear about what lies ahead, do not grieve over what you are leaving behind. And we are giving you glad tidings of a jannat which you have promised. And then the angels go on, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this world we assisted you, we were your friends, we were your companions. Whatever trials, difficulties you faced in this world, the malaika were with you, assisting you. Who? The people of istiqamat. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And in the hereafter also we will be with you, right up till Jannah, till we ensure your entry into Jannah, we will be with you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And in Jannah, whatever you desire, whatever you ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. This is hospitality from such an Allah who is most forgiving, most merciful. So we can see, my respected brothers, that this is not an ordinary quality. Allah ta'ala is saying, these are the people of Jannah. My malaika are with them. In this world, in the hereafter, malaika will be with them. Every grief, every difficulty, every problem will be removed. If what we will bring in our lives, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Who are these people? They say our Rabb is Allah. They say our Rabb is Allah. Now automatically we can understand from this that matloob and desired is not just to say. Ulama say the iman that is referred to here, where we say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, is such an iman that has entered the heart. The reality of that iman has entered the heart, then we have brought it upon the tongue. Not where a person says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Amongst the people, there are those who say, I have iman in Allah, and I have iman in the hereafter. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They are saying it, but Allah is saying they are not believers. Why? Because the reality of that iman has not entered the heart. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Those who will say our Rabb is Allah, those where that iman, that attestation, the heart and the tongue are saying it. The reality of that iman has entered the heart. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Thereafter they will bring istiqamat upon this. Now what does istiqamat upon iman mean? Different interpretations we find were given by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the khutbah which he gave in Masjid al-Nabawi, he mentioned this verse of the Quran, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا And thereafter he said, اِسْتَقَامُوا بِطَاعَتِهِ لِلَّهِ Wallah istaqamu bi ta'atihi lillah wa lam yaruhu rawdan al-thalim. He said they bring istiqamat by obeying Allah. One is iman on the tongue, it translates into amal in the life. They obey Allah and they are not cunning. Cunning like a wolf. What is meant by cunning like a wolf? Example we mentioned yesterday, where we become seasonal Muslims, where we become Muslims on occasions. Where we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is Jummah, we are regular with Salah, or because it is a big night, or because it is Ramadan. A Muslim is not a seasonal Muslim, nor is he cunning, but at all times and in all conditions to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma interprets this, he says, Istiqamu ala adai fara'idihi. Istiqamat by fulfilling that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon you. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, whenever he would recite this verse, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, Allahumma anta rabbuna, farzuqna al-istiqama. Allahumma anta rabbuna, oh Allah, you are my Rabb. You are our Rabb, farzuqna al-istiqama. Give us istiqamat upon this. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explains, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, thumma istiqamu. Those who say our Rabb is Allah, thereafter they have istiqamat upon this. What does it mean? He said, لَمْ يَلْتَفِتُوا إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِهِ Istiqamat, first and foremost, upon iman. Total, complete iman. When the heart will remain steadfast on Allah's marifat, Allah's khashiyat, Allah's muhabbat, contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul upon Allah, reliance upon Allah, trust upon Allah. When the heart is linked only to Allah, لَمْ يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِمْ غَيْرِهِ The heart doesn't turn to anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find, my respected brothers, ulama say that the heart, لِأَنَّ الْقَلْبِ مَلِكُ الْعَذَىٰ The heart is the king, is the ruler of the body. If the heart comes upon iman, then the body automatically will follow that, will bring Allah's command in one's life. As is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ He said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If that is correct, the whole body will be correct. If it is incorrect, the whole body will be incorrect. And then he said three times, it is the heart, it is the heart, it is the heart. So in this interpretation, given by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and what is meant, that bring istiqamat upon iman, make effort on one's heart, make effort on one's heart to bring total, complete tawheed upon Allah. That in every condition, in every circumstance, we can understand from this, my respected brothers, what a difficult command of Allah this is. Don't turn to anyone but Allah in any condition, in any circumstance. Bring istiqamat upon this. Be steadfast upon complete iman. Then what will happen? That iman will translate itself into amal. We will bring Allah's commands in our lives, in every condition, in every circumstance. And then, what does Allah promise? My malaika will descend upon you. You are the people of Jannat. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No خوف, no huzn, no grief whatsoever upon you, if we will bring this quality in our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.